Search is now back in Alabama to help with the search for missing teen Anaya Blanchard. Blanchard has been missing since October 24th. 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested in Escambia County, Florida, in connection with her disappearance. The trial for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016 begins today. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark earlier this year. And Governor Kay Ivey has named J.C. Love III as the new Montgomery County probate judge. The probate judge seat became vacant when Stephen Reed stepped down to run for and later win the Montgomery mayor's race. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. Ah, I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg's apologizing for supporting stop and frisk by New York police when he was mayor, saying it impacted blacks and Hispanics. He's preparing to announce a run for president.
I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
Thick fog and icy roads being blamed for a bus crashing into a truck in Virginia. Over a dozen people hurt.
Colin Kaepernick held a workout on Saturday for several teams with some added controversy. His reps decided to move the venue at the last moment so the media could attend.
Coastal flood alerts are extending from Florida to New England as an offshore weather system mixes with high tides.
President Trump says that before Turkey Day, American farmers will get another cash payout from foreign tariffs.
So the great Carol Shelby.
Number one at the box office over the weekend was Ford versus Ferrari, taking in a little over 31 million.
A modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. I'm a dropout and never learned how, said the pig. Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, no, I can eat the 5 loaves myself. Excess profits, cried the cow. Capitalist leech, screamed the duck. I demand equal rights, yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, you must not be greedy. But I earned the bread, said the little red hen. Exactly, said the agent. That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle. And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, I am grateful, I am grateful. But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Top Market is up 16 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great. 59 degrees outside. The high's going to be 61. Wasn't it an amazing weekend, Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, the weather was incredible today. It's a little chilly in the morning, but really, 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 really nice. That was some incredible football. Tua getting hurt isn't a very good thing.
No, not good at all for the Crimson Tide.
And Auburn, I thought they were going to pull it out, but they just bad breaks after bad break after bad break.
Yeah, it wasn't a great football weekend for the state of Alabama, but, you know, we still got each other.
Of course. You and me against the world.
Yeah, it's going to be a good Iron Bowl.
It's going to be a very good Iron Bowl. I mean, if Alabama will be tested to their limits, without a doubt. And you guys had a lot of injuries from that game. That was a rock'em sock'em game.
It really was.
The Baylor-Oklahoma game was incredible, where they came back after being down 25 points. I'll have to... Jalen did a great job. He took command of that the second half. 4 touchdowns. I mean, that was amazing how he came back and did that. So I was impressed with them. And so we have kind of a... We're playing... I think y'all are playing the YMCA group, and we're playing the Mothers of the Holy Order.
Yeah, we have Samford.
Samford.
So. Great school, but
and,
not...
And then we have Georgia Southern or something.
Mm-hmm.
The kindergarten portion of it. Big surprise, because who we have coming in this week?
Who?
Jeff Sessions.
Oh, wonderful.
In studio, too.
Fantastic, even better.
For an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. As long as he gets here on time. He'll be coming from one thing to another, but...
That's great to hear.
I'm really excited about that. So if y'all have questions that you want me to ask, I think we have something up on the website that poses that question, but if you've got questions, let me know what they are, and I'll be glad to try to see if they work within what I'm looking at. I'm going to kind of hit this on several different things. I'm going to do what's going on in the Senate now, what went on with him as the Attorney General,
right.
And then the campaign and post AG Sessions.
Yes.
So there's going to be my kind of three pieces that we're going to talk about, and I've got some good questions, too. And I have permission to ask him.
Well, he certainly needs to clear the air, especially on that second set of questions.
Well, he was on Fox again this morning. He was on Fox yesterday. I mean, he is, like, hitting the rounds here. So we'll see what happens. But Jeff Sessions will be on. I believe he'll be here by 12:15, and we'll go to, like, 1:15 or so and kind of go from there. I think they understand my show clock. I told them, and then they said, well, we'll set 1:15. And so that might be a very short break if he does that. So instead of a 6-7 minute break, it might be a 4 minute break.
Sure.
Top of the hour. Okay, 272-9228. any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. And what's in that gift basket? Well, it's $6 for the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then first-time callers will have their name put in twice into the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing that we do on Friday between 2:30 and 2:40. And Mary Ann was the winner last week,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's great. It's went down and got my peppers and all that kind of stuff for from Sweet Creek. Those peppers are just incredible. I got to pick up some more Amish butter. I didn't realize I didn't have much until I was cooking on Saturday night, and I went about to turn around and go drive back down there, particularly after consuming some Corona for the Alabama game. No, I don't start drinking at 11 o'clock. I just want everybody to clear that. I was at the gym at 11 o'clock watching the game. I had it taped, and then saw Tua get hurt, and then went home then so I could go back and play it back and look at it and everything. And boy, that was bad. It dislocated his hip. He's having surgery as we speak, I believe.
No, the news just broke. Biggest local news we have is the surgery went well.
Oh, that's good. But they didn't see him running the 100-yard dash.
No, not yet. We'll get there.
Yeah, I like that. I wonder how long rehab is, because the team announced that he's out for the season, and the season may get extended unless they're looking at things very optimistically. Because, you know, UGA is going to play LSU in the SEC game, and so if UGA loses to LSU, which I think they will after watching them against Auburn, I think LSU will crush him.
Yes.
And then UGA will have two losses. Alabama will have one loss, and that's it. Okay, let's start out with Andy McCarthy with kind of, by the way, did you read, were you reading the settlement on Roy Moore?
No, I wasn't reading the settlement. I was bringing up that there's a lawsuit that's advanced.
Okay,
there was a defamation, the lawsuit he's advancing against the Political Action Committee that helped push some of the allegations.
Yeah, okay, I misunderstood that. I thought you said he won that lawsuit, but he hadn't. Let's go to Andy McCarthy talking about the president testifying before Congress.
We heard a clip from CBS and Nancy Pelosi. Here's another part of that.
I think part of it is his own insecurity as an imposter. I think he knows full well that he's in that office way over his head. And so he has to diminish everyone else.
So you wonder how that's going to go over, huh? She wants President Trump to testify. What's the chance of that happening, Andy?
Zero. And it's not only zero chance that it will happen. They know that it's inappropriate even to float that out. One of the things the framers were worried about, in fact, two of the things the framers were most worried about were seeing before our eyes. One is that impeachment would become politicized, that it would be used on pretextual reasons, really for partisanship rather than because of some serious misconduct, and we're seeing that. The other thing, Bill, that they were worried about was that one branch of the government would accumulate too much power. They were worried that the Congress would impeachment gave Congress too much power over the president. And they, what our government is based on is separate powers where each branch respects the other. They know they can't call the president in to testify, and when they say that he should come in to testify, they know what they're doing is wrong.
Okay, so Bill Hemmer and Andy McCarthy are kind of going back and forth, and so he's going to be asked about the witnesses for this week, and then something else is going to happen a little bit later on.
Eight more witnesses this week. We'll find in a moment what story they're building. But Gordon Sondland is one of them. And he, along with a gentleman by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, seem to be two of the star witnesses, or maybe the most anticipated witnesses this week. Wall Street Journal today, Sondland kept Trump administration officials apprised of the Ukraine push. That is the headline today in the Wall Street Journal dated November 18th, 2019. 1 month ago today on this program, I asked Secretary Perry about something similar like that. This is the following way he answers that. Secretary Perry. So you're saying the Biden's name did not come up in any of your discussions with Ukrainian officials, correct?
That's never what you said? Heard. Never
did it come
heard
up
the
with
Biden's
your discussions
name
at the White
time.
House?
No, not with anyone.
So the piece says that Sondland's communicating with Mick Mulvaney and Rick Perry. Rick Perry's saying Biden's name never came up.
Yeah.
What's the truth?
I don't think these things are inconsistent. What we understand is that Sondland was the one who was dealing face-to-face with the Ukrainians for the most part, and he essentially referred to this as the corruption investigations. He could easily have done that in conversation with Perry, and the name or the word Biden would not come up. It kind of reminds me, Bill, of the reporting that we've heard about the Obama administration leaning on the Ukrainians to investigate or conduct investigations that would bear on Trump's campaign. As I understand it, the word Manafort was not used. What they would talk about would be the Party of Regions investigations or the Yanukovych investigation. That was the party that Manafort was the political consultant for. So they use this kind of coded language, which obviates the need to mention any names. And it's very possible that they could have been talking about this theme.
And that is very possible. That it's kind of talking, ambassadorial code here. Okay, so they're going through that, and then all of a sudden something happens, and Andy McCarthy, the president, tweets, and Andy McCarthy's going to respond to that tweet.
And back to the first question about testifying. Here we go. Live tweet. Right. Like the hearing on Friday, the president a moment ago said, Nancy Pelosi said, I could do it in writing. I'm reading this now. Even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no process, no due process hoax. I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it. How do you receive that? Is that just words, or is there more to it, Andy?
I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what advice the president's giving. I would say this. If a president of the United States were ever to testify in a proceeding, it would need to be, for his sake and for the sake of the office, a proceeding that was more like a court where you could be satisfied that there was an impartial fact finder. This thing that's going on in the House right now is a very partisan proceeding that has no due process protections for the president. I think it'd be a mistake for him to go into that.
You believe this does not amount to a hill of beans. However, when you have eight new witnesses in hearing after hearing, the longer it goes on, does that make it worse for the president?
Well, it does, Bill, because in this sense, I've always thought that the objective here was not actually to remove the president. I don't think they have any chance of doing that. It's to render him unelectable next year. So to the extent that the drip, drip, drip of this is politically debilitating, yes, the longer it goes on, it's damaging. Doesn't mean they'll remove him, but it does mean they dent him up politically.
In the sense that you can stamp him with corruption.
Right.
So what do you think? Do you think they're just he's baiting him?
Yes. He's just messing with them, staying in the news cycle.
Yeah.
Oh, entertain it, Nancy. Nervous Nancy.
But it'd only be in writing. The fact that they would even suggest that, and particularly Greg Schumer, I mean, Chuck Schumer, the way he said that, the way he said, Mr. President, you should go down and do this. It's the right thing to do. Like, F you.
Do you think I suggested this earlier today, do you think the Republicans are sort of keeping their powder dry for a Senate trial?
I think what they're trying to do is now I think their strategy is let's get through with all of this, all the hearings, and let's let the IG report drop. You can kind of get that out of Ratliff here, because the way Ratliff and some others have said this, I'm trying to cut Zeldin now, the way they're talking about it, this is going to be like, you know, we've talked about neutron bombs kind of stuff.
It's a big deal. Let's just say the book by Andy McCarthy, I haven't read that one yet, but the book by Lee Smith, the book by Dan Bongino, all these books about the Russia hoax, folks. Let's say that Horowitz's report is going to back those up a bit.
Yeah, play the centerpiece. Well, the Ratliff stuff is pretty interesting. We're going to get to that right after this break.
Thank you.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Happy Monday, everyone. It's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. We are in our third and final week of the annual holiday food drive. Very, very important that we collect as much as we possibly can, because next week we are delivering everything. That is everything we collect to the Montgomery Area Food Bank on Tuesday before the Thanksgiving holidays. So this is our last full and final week. We really need to hit the ground running and finish strong. Finish strong. We are at Brown Tire and Automotive today from 11:30 to 1. We're off of Atlanta Highway on Ashburton Drive. Make sure you come on out and see us at the Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van and drop off your donations. Let us thank you in person, and maybe we'll even feature you on our Facebook page. We would certainly appreciate it. We need as much participation as we possibly can. Help us make this promotion a successful one. Brown Tire and Automotive until 1 o'clock. We'll see you there.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I've got to see you.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Not tomorrow.
You know what Ray Charles said?
Yeah, swaying to the old Muscle Shoals sound. Little Jimmy Hughes steal away.
So come on and steal
the
away.
Muscle Shoals sound. What a great movie. Guys, if you haven't seen that, you need to see it. I tell you what I did. I watched the whole series of Color in America, and they had all this old footage, and it was about all the robber barons and kind of,
yeah.
And they went from black and white to color. So it had Rockefeller, Ford, Firestone, a whole bunch of stuff I did not know. And it was really, really good. I sped through about 4 hours of it. It was really good. Very well done. Very well done on PBS. Love things like that. Okay, John Ratliff of Congresswoman of Texas on the Intel Committee. He's going to be talking about last week's of hearings.
And the public hearings and the impeachment inquiry will continue this upcoming week, with eight officials now scheduled to testify, including U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, whose name has come up often in these public hearings so far. Last week, the House panel heard testimony from Acting Ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, and George Kent, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eastern Europe. Neither could answer this key question from Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe.
In this impeachment hearing today, where we impeach presidents for treason or bribery, or other high crimes, where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
And joining me right now is Congressman Rack, a former federal prosecutor. You want to look ahead, but first take a look back. What is your takeaway from what you heard this past week?
Well, let's summarize. We heard from three witnesses this week. None of those three witnesses have met or spoken with President Trump in the last year. None of them were on the July 25th call in question. None of them have firsthand information of that call, of course. And as you just played, none of them are aware of any criminal activity or impeachable offense. So if you only get one chance to make a first impression, I think the impression of the American people is, what is this about and why are we here? What is Congress wasting our time with on yet another effort to frame the president for something else he didn't do?
So that was pretty good. Ratliff is becoming, it's like Jordan Ratliff. They're picking up Zeldin. They're really picking up the mantle here of the folks. They're doing a much better job in Ward Smith and getting their message out. So let's continue on, because there's an interesting thing. I like when Ratliff does these long interviews with someone like Maria. Maria can kind of drill down into the things. Worst impeachment ever.
Some of these testimonies have been leaked. Some of them have been out in the public view, but others not. What is the process in terms of getting certain things out and others not?
Well, the process is whatever Adam Schiff decides the process will be that day. Think of it this way, Maria. If you're accused of a crime, you show up and the person who's accused you of the crime is in charge of the trial. He decides what witnesses are going to be called, the order that they're going to be called in, how much they'll be allowed to testify, who will be allowed to ask them questions. That's what Republicans are dealing with, and I think the American people see that. So, you know, we find out every day what the rules are going to be. The rules change every day. The testimony changes. The crimes that the president allegedly is accused of change. Just in this past week, Maria, we went from this was all about a quid pro quo to this was about extortion to this is about bribery. So we don't know what the crimes are going to be. And the other thing that was important that came out this week is, regardless of what they say about the crime and what it ultimately is, there's no victim for the crime. The alleged victim, the president of Ukraine, has said there was no pressure, there were no conditions, there were no demands, there was nothing improper. It was a good call. I was happy with the call. So, you know, you've got no crime and you've got no victim. That's the worst impeachment trial ever.
It really is. The more I was listening to the Democrats kind of do their things on Meet the Press and Face the Nation, oh my God, it's one of those things, they got nothing. I mean, they're seeing things there that I'm not getting out of them, particularly when you hear Ratliff talking about what he's hearing in these testimonies. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
I know it's late. Whoa, I can't wait. So come on and steal away. Please steal away.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Dave's. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. There's been a shooting at a Walmart in Duncan, Oklahoma, with reports of at least three people dead, including the gunman. The police chief there says two victims were shot inside a car. The third person was in the parking lot outside the store. President Trump on Twitter says he will strongly consider an invitation to testify for the impeachment inquiry in person or in writing. House Republicans, who say Democrats are cherry-picking witnesses, are now asking a Republican senator to weigh in.
Fox News has obtained a copy of a letter the Republicans on the committee sent to Republican Senator Ron Johnson. They're asking him to produce any evidence he has about President Trump's management of Ukraine policy. They write, "You have firsthand information about facts at issue in this inquiry. You joined the high-level U.S. delegation to President Zelensky's inauguration in May 2019, as well as the subsequent debriefing with President Trump."
That's Fox's Jillian Turner in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice day underway again. Today will not be quite as warm as yesterday, but still mild, high around 64. Clouds on the increase later. Tonight's low down to about 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A great week of weather ahead. Warming trend begins tomorrow. High 67. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. Low to mid 70s on Thursday and Friday. Storm free for the next few days. Chance of showers by late Friday into Saturday as the next cool front approaches the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You said we tried loving, touching, squeezing.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, Radliff is going to talk about the whistleblower here, which I've got some thoughts on this after talking to some people this weekend.
Especially since the whistleblower first brought us these allegations and Nancy Pelosi and colleagues wanted to talk with the whistleblower. We've got a letter here that Nancy Pelosi wrote the speaker to her colleague saying that the administration needs to stop blocking the whistleblower from disclosing to Congress a serious possible breach of constitutional duties by the president. And yet now Adam Schiff says he does not want to speak to the whistleblower.
Right. So what we keep getting are parading through one ambassador or diplomat after another who doesn't know the president, hasn't spoken to the president, doesn't know what either president really thinks about what happened. And we're not hearing from the most important witnesses. The most important witnesses are the whistleblower who started this, Adam Schiff, who met with the whistleblower that got this started, and Hunter Biden, whose testimony became indispensable this week when we learned that it wasn't a sham, as Chairman Schiff said, to be asking questions about that. We found out that the Obama-Biden State Department was concerned about Hunter Biden's role on Burisma. We heard from Ambassador Yovanovitch and Mr. Kent, who both said they thought it presented a conflict of interest. When Republicans try and ask questions about that, we're gaveled down. So, you know, again, this is headed... summarily, the Democrats want to send this to the Senate without testimony from the most important witnesses.
Interesting. This whistleblower thing is going to be, I wonder if Joe Biden is sitting there every day going, please, 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 please don't bring the whistleblower, please don't bring the whistleblower. I think Vindman tomorrow may be problematic for some people. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Still praying for our quarterback for a good recovery, which is
speedy recovery and good.
Yeah, so disappointing. That's not what I called about, though. After this hearing is over, this so-called inquiry into impeachment, you'll recall, good grief, can it be 19 years ago? You'll remember that I told you over the air several years ago now that the term sore loser for the foreseeable future, we would always know what a Gore loser was in political elections, especially mm-hmm. those that are close. I think when this is all said and done, without using any semi-profanity, we'll all know and understand what a shift show is. And I'm looking forward to the termination of this. And, you know, part of me sort of wishes that President Trump would say, Speaker Pelosi, I have taken you up on your, I and my lawyers, who you've demeaned so, will be there. You've got 30 minutes. Get ready. I think he has, I hope, and I'm convinced now, I think he has the truth on his side, just as he did with the Russia hoax. And he might even win over and erode even more of Schiff's support. He won't erode any in California, I'm confident of that. But it's time to, either produce something or get off the pot.
Well, let me, so you're suggesting, because he said he would consider doing it in writing, so you're saying for him actually to go do a hearing for 30 minutes in public or closed door?
The one thing I would suggest, for God's sake, talk to your best advisors, your most conservative advisors, and talk to Kellyanne. And don't go listening to what Rudy would tell you, or what Bolton, for God's sake, would tell you. But I would keep it as a possibility, or at least keep her dangling on it for a while.
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing. He's just dangling it out in front of him and trying to bide some time to get the IG report out.
Yeah. Well, we'll tune into the Schiff show tomorrow.
That Schiff can smell pretty bad, though.
Yeah, you said that.
Thanks, kid. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's continue on with this whistleblower thing's going to be interesting because the other side I think it happened is they send this over to the Judiciary Committee. They pass it in the House. They send it over to the Senate. The Senate sends it to Judiciary with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham looks at it and says, there's something missing with this report, and that's the whistleblower. Calls up DNI and says, We want to get the whistleblower in for a closed door setting, and see what happens with that. That could be interesting, because I think there are several pieces of this thing that could just blow. And the fact that Schiff is doing something where he is withholding transcripts, so you cannot ask questions that they learned in the Saturday meeting. You cannot ask Vindman on Tuesday.
Like, who did you talk to after you heard the call?
Well, it's more of about talking that what they're implying, they're not saying, but what they're implying is that the person from OMB who came over there gave the explanation for it being held up, and they imply that Vindman knew the answer to that.
Hmm.
I know.
Interesting.
Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
If you've watched any of this so-called impeachment trial, ladies and gentlemen, this is a reason you don't smoke crack.
Here's your brain on the impeachment.
Well, it turns out they're just trying to build a spaceship down in the bunker of the Capitol.
I tell you, man, I can't watch it. I mean, even I can watch about 30 seconds of it. All I have to see is Adam Schiff's face, and I throw up in my mouth.
I know. Let me tell you, and the amazing things. What he was saying out in California, that was incredible.
Oh, that was just Yeah, I saw about 10 seconds of that. And like I said, I had to turn. Hey, you know, and to me, this is not, if they had a home run hitter that they had available, don't you think they would have brought them up immediately?
Oh, absolutely.
And knocked it out of the park?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So to me, the Democrats are like trying to win the World Series by doing nothing but bunting.
Yeah.
You know, just bringing people up that are given just little, you know, select bits and pieces that they have already interviewed, bringing select people up to give these little tidbits, but none of it's a knock, you know, knock out it out of the park.
Well, none, and also there's a problem with accuracy. I mean, when you take, you know, the president has the right to fire an ambassador, and then they go, well, Rudy Giuliani was plotting against me. Well, what's your proof of that? That's
right.
That's what they should have said. What's your proof?
Yeah, so really, I think that their whole strategy, they know this is never going to reach impeachment status, even if they, you know, get the votes in the House for an impeachment.
Removal
and
status.
The Senate.
Removal status.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, this is basically their version of death by a thousand cuts. You know, trying to bleed this thing until next November and keep it in the headlines, which, of course, the liberal media is more than happy to do every day. And I saw a statistic, I think it was either this morning or last night, where they have spent, I think it was some unbelievable amount, like 945 minutes in one evening session on the news of the various CNN, MSNBC, that crowd, ABC, CBS.
And some of your favorites?
Yeah, covering the impeachment, and only 4 minutes and 6 seconds on the economy. I mean, it was like 300 to 1.
Yeah, well, I mean, what Andy McCarthy said, I absolutely agree with. What they're trying to do is bludgeon the president, knowing that he's not going to get removed, but bludgeon him enough where they can beat him. And
exactly,
that tells you how bad off they are right now, is they have to bludgeon the man so they can take a shot at beating him. And I tell you what, I'm more convinced than ever after watching Patrick Duvall and listening to Obama talking this weekend Obama knows that Biden is about to gonna evaporate. And they're trying to get some other folks so the vacuum doesn't go to Sanders and Warren, because that would be a losing combination for them.
Yeah, and did you see Bloomberg making his hog run turn this weekend?
I couldn't get it isolated, but where a year ago Bloomberg was saying, talking about Beto O'Rourke and Biden and the apology tour, all this kind of stuff, and he said, I would never do that. And then here he is apologizing for stop and frisk.
Yeah, exactly.
That by definition is a political whore.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and even de Blasio was calling him out. You know, on it. That's pretty bad when Bill de Blasio starts calling you out.
Well, and the way they were throwing, and particularly Joe Scarborough, the way they were throwing around stats today, which were totally wrong.
Right.
Totally wrong.
Exactly. I mean,
what they did is they basically took a precinct, and Kevin Murphy has explained this to me. You take a precinct, you look at CompStat, look at your what's happening, and you put your resources in there.
Yeah.
Now, that precinct or that area that you're putting your resources in may be a minority area, maybe people of color, but you're going where the crime is.
And
then Al Sharpton said, well, the white people that were stop and frisk, they had more weapons than the black people did.
Sure, yeah. But they're going to absolutely so damage themselves. And with them, you know, with them even turning on Obama, I mean, that tells you they're in trouble. I mean, when they start turning on Obama, that's pretty much the sign that the worm has turned.
Well, and again, I really think that Obama knows that Biden is about to implode, and he does not want to see this mantle being passed to Warren or Sanders. Now, we're going to be talking about the Buttigieg numbers in Iowa, which are the Des Moines Register poll, and that is likely Democrat caucus goers. I have a lot of confidence in the Des Moines Register as far as polling versus the .gov CBS poll, which I question how they're filtering that. But
Right.
Buttigieg is taking off.
Yeah. I think he's going to be. I think it's going to be a short fuse thing. I just don't see him having, you know, stickability going through, you know, maybe in Iowa and Minnesota, possibly Wisconsin, but beyond there, I just don't see him having a whole lot of ability to make a long run.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I've had several African-Americans tell me, they've said it on the air, Joe said it on the air, is that African-Americans are not going to vote for the first gay president. Actually, this is what somebody said. So you're having sworn in, and normally your spouse holds the Bible.
Yeah.
So you're going to have your spouse hold the Bible, and what are you going to do, kiss afterwards?
Yeah,
and they
said,
exactly. That would be it.
That'd be the photo op of the century.
Yeah, really.
So take care, Dan.
Thanks, David.
No, it could be like sports. You could give them a pat on the backside. Good job. Good game.
Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I couldn't sleep, and I was sitting up watching some of the new shows. And the best thing I saw all week, though, the thing that really busted me up was when they showed the troops. The news was trying to show it in a bad light. You know, the troops.
Sam, I'm having a real hard time understanding you. Do you want to try to call me back?
Hey, listen, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, call me back. I would love to talk to you.
Connections is bad.
Yeah, connection is bad. Papa B, hang on. Going to a break. Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
You make me weak.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm an alligator. Coming for you. I'm the space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mind.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
By the way, the impeachment numbers are now reversing. They were 44% to impeach, now 42%. And notice CBS isn't talking about that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B, Papa B, Papa B. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Dan, Joey. Having a nice day out here.
It is gorgeous.
Yes, it is indeed. I was so sorry to see Tua get hurt.
I was, let me tell you, and I was really sorry that Auburn didn't get it done there. I think some of the calls were questionable.
Huh?
Some of the calls were questionable to me.
Yeah.
You think so? Auburn's got a good team, but not a great team. We got a great, really, we got a national championship defense.
Yeah, your defense. But, and see, that's what worries me about Auburn, Alabama-Auburn game is when second half, Alabama could only put 3 points up on the board against Mississippi State.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do a lot better than that against Auburn. Coach, y'all's defense
There's
is great.
There's no question about it. Yeah, we do have a championship, national championship defense. My concern is, of course, that by the time we get a national championship offense, we'll be rebuilding the defense.
There you go.
So, you know, it's just not marrying up right just yet, which is a shame for Malzone because I like the guy. I wish he could put, you know, a whole team together in the same year for a change. But
I tell you, that was a gutsy, that was a gutsy call to do the onside kick.
At any rate, you know, about this impeachment ordeal, you know, everybody knows it's totally a ruse, totally contrived. They know it. The press knows it. We know it. Everybody knows it. They're not willing to say that, obviously, out loud. They want to try to act, you know, the Democrats are acting all seriousness, but the reason they're doing it, in my humble opinion, is it checks a number of boxes for the Democrats, and one, of course, is still, it helps to feed the red-faced, foaming-at-the-mouth Rosie O'Donnell types out there, give them red meat, helps them with the press, keeps them, you know, jacked up and going. But one other reason, and I think this might be something that maybe hadn't been talked about too much, is that it also might help put off the IG report. In other words, it might give those deep state friends reason enough to say, hey, we can't release the IG report right now because, oh, that'll affect these hearings, you know. So I got a feeling that, you know, that's one of the reasons that, you know, they continue to have it. What do you think about that? Do you think it?
No, I think they are putting a little timing spin on it, but I think that what's holding it up is everybody doing the checkoff. And Bill Barr, at his conference that he was speaking, he talked about that. And, you know, has to go through checks and said it's ready. We're just finishing the checkoffs. He did make a point that Free, who I was worried about, had been very cooperative with all parties, including Durham. And I thought that was excellent.
Well, okay. You know, I just want to know what the butt drag is here, huh? We've been waiting on that thing for a year.
I have a real conservative female friend of mine, and she said, this was like when I was having my third son. It's kind of like, I want this thing to happen. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of feeling this way, tired of my back hurting, tired of some other parts hurting. So I want this child, I want it done. And she said, that's exactly what it feels like.
Well, let me just tell you, and what I've really noticed about the deep state, the DOJ in the deep state, any kind of justice in the deep state, man, they will take forever if it is something that is going to, quote-unquote, be of help to a conservative cause or the Republican cause. But they get it out in a lickety-split, lightning minute if it's going to help the Democrats.
I think what they do is they leak it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Then you can go at the speed of sound. You can go at the speed of sound.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, I'm just, you know, I'm ready, you know, for this IG report they keep saying. But I think that's one of the reasons. I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, for these hearings, that, you know, that might give them some more cover to stretch the time out. I mean, heck, if they could, because the Democrats don't want this IG report coming out.
Oh, no, they definitely don't. They definitely don't. Wait till you hear some of the stuff on this. It's they definitely don't want it out. And you remember, I said to you guys a long time ago, is that it's a rush for the door. And it's interesting, you're going to hear Ratliff is going to be, Ratcliffe is going to be kind of talking about the same thing. The Dems are trying to get this impeachment thing done as fast as possible. So when the IG report comes out, they can go, see, you're doing that. It's only political. So you're just doing the about it. You know who's trying to manipulate the 2020 election? The Democrats are. And they're using government to do it with.
Yeah, that's right. They're trying to provide cover for themselves, you know, politically. So when that IG report does come out, like you say, they can sit there and say, oh, this is Barr, retribution, you know, we're not right. You know, this is not right. And, you know, they're lying and on and on and on and on and on it goes until, for goodness sake, somebody gets locked up.
So, yeah, so let me have this baby.
Yes. All right, Dan, Joey. Thanks for taking my call.
You have a great day. Enjoy this pretty day. Let's try to fit a rare top in here. Rare top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Man, can it be any more of a beautiful fall day than today?
It is gorgeous.
Yes, sir. I don't think Buttigieg has got no chance in hell. He's radical. He's weak. And he may be gaining in the polls, but this guy ain't going nowhere. He sure as hell ain't going to get up against Donald Trump. And obviously Barack Obama's throwing his support to Joe Biden, don't you think?
No, I don't think that.
Well, why else would he say this is not ready for a big change? Who else is, everybody else in there is for a big change?
Because Biden looks vulnerable, and he's trying to tell Democrats, hey, just because Joe looks weak, don't run to the radicals.
You think it's the opposite, that he wants folks to go radical?
No. What he's saying is don't, just because you think that Joe Biden is weak, don't go to the radicals.
Oh, gosh. What other choice do they have besides the radicals? Is anybody else moderate?
Devon Patrick Devon.
And then,
gotcha. Yes, that's getting more obtuse, isn't it? This is the weakest.
I'm telling you, I think that Obama knows that Biden is vulnerable and is going to implode.
Yes.
And so he's trying to get people out there that are more in his circle.
Well, and also, Red Top, I think the reason Buttigieg is rising in Iowa is he's been playing more the moderate card. I'm not fooled. I hear what you're saying. But I think he's been trying to play the peacemaker, I'm going to unite the country.
Well, if you read the Des Moines Register with the poll, had a great story about Buttigieg, is that he spent the time, he spent the energy, he's spending the money, he's getting to know people, Iowa's getting to know him, and they like what they see. That was kind of the what the Des Moines Register was saying about the polling.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Iowa is not very much of a good barometer for the country, is it?
Well, it's a kickoff place. If you look at it, that's where Jimmy Carter was made. That's where George Bush was made.
Was it
two big mistakes?
Was that Obama's big primary one too?
Obama came out, got accepted by Iowa, and then Clinton won in New Hampshire.
So this is proof. Everything they do is wrong.
No. Well, what it is it catapults you through. It gets you noticed.
Right.
And so Buttigieg could go in and do well in Iowa, do well in New Hampshire.